welcome to Porn Star Life Coach. I'm your host, Phoenix Marie, and today you're being whisked away to the Julian universe. We are currently, what is this? I'm going to say a more medieval-looking atmosphere, probably a dungeon. Well, that chick screaming over there probably says dungeon, yeah, guys?
Well, yeah, you know, the girl in the cage, too. That probably helped set it off.
And the ladies with me today are the gorgeous.
Who are you?
I said Phoenix Marie. Okay. Don't start your shit with me. It's early.
Come on now.
Exactly.
Kendall Carson.
And I'm Aiden Ashley.
Woo!
And that, of course, is the lovely host, Richard Avery, as well. We love him so much.
He's the biggest pain in the ass I have. That transfers to love, though.
She's lying. No. I know. Today we have decided we are going to talk about, well, first, AE is next week.
Right. And this is the first, just so I'll make it clear, okay. This is the first podcast for 2014. Whoa.
Happy New Year.
Exactly.
And we want to talk to you guys and girls about being fans and coming to AE and enjoying your time with us. Unfortunately, there are a lot of faux pas that some men, as well as women, do, which is, let's go hygiene.
Yeah, no. Okay, there's...
Oh my God.
Yeah. Take a shower. We do it for you, do it for us.
Yes. It's the worst when, like, you have a fan who comes up and he's really smelly and sweaty and, like, everybody within, like, a 10-foot radius can smell him.
I think
And they're the ones that want to sit there and talk to you the longest, too.
Yeah, no, I think that we have a name for it in the industry. It's called stink shoulder.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, God, that's right.
It's called stink shoulder. Okay, because... Because the problem is all these guys, you guys, they have like walking around all day and everything. They start to perspire. Their armpits get smelly or whatever. They like to take a picture with us. They always like to put their hand over our shoulder and make sure that their armpit rests right on my shoulder. Okay. So by the end of the day, you have 200, 300, 400 guys doing this to you. Your shoulder begins to really stink.
Yes.
And all these beautiful girls now are walking around with stink shoulder. It's horrible.
I always, my biggest thing. Go to the right across. We're all at the Hard Rock because that's where it's at, right?
Right.
Go to the CVS across the street. Go to the Travel Size. Buy an Axe cologne. Spray your armpits. Spray your
and
body.
And deodorant and re-deodorize throughout the day.
And mouthwash, please.
My advice:
that's
why don't you girls? Yeah, but why don't you girls keep a thing of Axe deodorant on your table next to your 8x10s that you're signing, so that when they come.
That's a really good idea, actually. You know what? I do that for girls when I do scenes with them. Yeah. I always leave like an extra douche and like pussy deodorant in the bathroom just in case.
Really? I often change my scene into a shower scene if the girl stinks too much. I go to the bathroom and I'm like, you know what would be really hot? It turns me on. Water turns me on.
Lots
we should
of clean
We should totally,
water.
Totally, totally put her into this. The bathtub.
Okay. That's actually smart.
And I'm like that turns me on. I've pulled that move over 10 times now.
I love it.
So now,
I'm going to have to go research your scenes that you've done in the shower. Now and be like, okay, that girl.
I don't want
to
work with her. Yeah. Now, damn, you just busted a whole bunch of bitches.
We're getting off point here.
Off topic.
Okay,
sorry.
So my question is because I'm going to take a question here for myself is you girls get, you know, you meet these fans, and there's guys that are really nice and respectful, but a lot of guys I find sometimes just aren't nice.
Really? I haven't come across
Have you ever had any bad
rude
incidences?
People, especially in person.
No, quite honestly, not really. My fans are kind of respectful to
Good.
Me. They
Yeah.
treat me like very like, they're kind of like standoffish and treat me like very like pedestally. Like,
okay.
That's awesome. My fans like to talk to me in detail about what I do. And then one of them came out to me the most like, whoa one was, I'm at Brazzers and I have like Nikki Benz on my one side. I had Ava Adams on the other. And he goes, I want to watch you bleed. And I was like, oh. And he's like a big motherfucker, trench coat, standard, like, guy. And I'm all, okay. And I'm all, so you want to watch me bleed, like, my period? Or you want to, like, choke me? Or you want to cut me and fuck, like, my open cuts? Because I'm like, I have two things. I can either be afraid by this or I'm going to have
right.
fun with it.
Yeah.
I look around at a motherfucker, try to touch me, I'll make you bleed. Yeah. So, like, I'm all, he just, like, got really quiet and stared at me. Like, Nikki's
creepy.
Freaking out. Ava saw it. She's what? Freaking out. And I'm like,
creepy.
Yeah, and I'm all, please use my blood as lube for my asshole and fuck me till I cry. Phoenix Marie. And I gave him the picture and I was like, did you want a picture? And he just like looked and shook his head no and left. And I'm like,
that is creepy.
Oh my goodness. You are insane. I love it.
You had options, right? I mean,
So if a guy comes up to you at AEE and comes to your guy's table and says, hey girls, I think you're the best. You're my favorite porn star. How much do you believe them? Because they probably say the same thing to every girl. And
I say, let me see your bag. How many autographs you got? Uh-huh. I know that one. Yeah, I fucked her too. Yeah, huh? Yeah.
To see if like they're just going around to every single table and taking like the like free 8x10 off of everyone, or if they're actually your fan. I do that too.
Do you guys each have a number one fan that you just keep in touch with?
I think we all have our own like super fans that have like followed forever.
Yeah. I have a couple fans that's been following me since like my first webcam show ever.
Wow. Really?
Like 4 years ago. It was like on like Danny's, like Danny.com or something. Yeah. And like I still have those fans. Like they buy me stuff on Amazon every birthday, every Christmas and stuff. Mm-hmm. They're like, we saw you your very first show on Danny.com.
That's so fucking hot.
Yeah, it's cool. So I have a couple of those out there still.
So let's go one at a time. Where are you guys signing at for AE?
I'm with Evil Angel and Elegant Angel and Browser's Parties.
Kendall? I will be signing at Juicy Entertainments.
I will be at AEBN and Wicked.
Wow. You guys aren't gonna be at the Julie Land table?
You refuse to make one this
What's
year.
What Julie Land?
Oh, there is one. There is one.
There?
Yeah, okay. It's at another hotel.
It's at the bar in the bathroom.
It's at the Arby's. It's at the Arby's.
Awesome.
on the 10 freeway, right off the 10.
Oh, see, I like that. We can do this.
It's at the champagne room.
Exactly. No, definitely.
We're some Ken and Barbie.
Yeah, exactly. Ken and Barbie will be signing for sure.
I mean, look at the girls, obviously. They would all come and sign.
I mean, come on.
No, I was actually going to say, what's like the, when you go and like you guys are getting ready to meet your fans, is there anything like in particular you guys try to do to make them feel more special? Because obviously they do wait in some long ass lines to meet us.
Yeah. No, I like always make sure to have like a conversation with my fans and ask like, you know, when they first started watching me. And like, I like to be more intimate with my fans because if it weren't for them, I wouldn't be where I am today. So that's always been really important to me and taking pictures with them. And I always make sure to write super dirty, like personalized messages on everything I autograph.
What's the craziest request you ever got from a fan? Besides to fuck you.
Recently, someone asked to buy one of my used tampons.
Yeah. Wow.
That was pretty weird.
There's a lot of blood in this show today.
I know, exactly. Sorry. Nothing to do
Apparently,
with me.
That's blood is the new lube. Yeah, exactly. In 2014.
Yeah, exactly.
Blood's the new black.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. No, but that's pretty crazy. What about you, Aiden?
The craziest thing? Or what do I do to my fans?
Both.
I'm kind of an asshole.
I know. We know that.
I mean, you know, they come up to me. I draw on them with Sharpies. I put penises on their forehead. Yeah. I'm so sweet. No, I'm just kidding.
What's the craziest request, though? What's the craziest request you ever got, though? At a show, not like in an email or anything like that. That's different. But at
a
show.
Somebody
ever come up to you and say, hey, can you sign your name and I'm going to go get a tattooed kind of crazy thing
like
that? Yeah,
I mean, I've had a couple of those before, but I don't think of that crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I had a guy last year that would come up to me and start singing like the like cha cha from Beetlejuice every single time he saw me, which was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is American
awesome.
Idol
yeah.
performance.
And it's on your Vine, right?
Yeah, it's on my Vine. You guys can check that out from last year. It was pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. He thinks I look like Lydia Deetz.
That was awesome. Like I loved that movie growing up. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
it was pretty epic.
Terrible.
I like fucking dirty old men like Beetlejuice.
Like, say that one more time. That was kind of hot.
A little louder.
No. That was extremely hot. I just got wet.
She's like more please.
Dirty old men that are
look like Beetlejuice.
A lot of you guys are really turned on as well. You can find Aiden Ashley at
evilaiden.com.
And you can find Kendall Carson.
KendallCarson.com.
And you can find Richard Avery.
Under the table.
Oh, I thought I felt something. No, not really.
And Phoenix.
And obviously at P. Marizzle on Twitter. And you can find me on the Julie Land Universe. We love you guys. And we hope to see all of you at AE.